Testing.
弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
欢迎大家今天来跟我们一起参加圣诞礼拜。
Welcome everyone to join us in our Christmas worship today.
我们用两节经文开始我们今天的敬拜。
We'll start our worship with two verses.
以赛亚书九章第六、第七节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7.
我先用中文念一遍，等下请James 讲英文哈。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为 奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
我们将下面时间交给英文敬拜组。
The following time to the English worship team, Jonathan Tobias.
Please stand with us for worship.
我们请大家站立，可以的话请站立，跟我们一起敬拜。
Yeah.
the newborn King.
Thank you.
rich heaven. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in.
To remain standing for prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你在今天，我们同聚在你的圣殿当中来赞美主。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We can gather here in one place to worship you.
我们今天是主你降生的日子，也是圣诞主日。
Today is a Christmas Sunday.
主，让我们的心充满从天上来的喜乐跟平安。
Let our heart be filled with the joy and peace that came from heaven.
因为深深知道你已经降临在我们的心中。
We know that you have entered into our heart.
诞生在我们的教会里面。
Into our church.
在我们的家庭。
Into our family.
在全世界。
Into this world.
你要带来公义跟和平。
We will bring justice and righteousness.
我们特别把今天早上的聚会恭恭敬敬仰望在主的带领当中。
We lift up today's worship meeting in your hands.
愿你的带领让全天下都在主的带领当中和平相处。
Under your guidance, may the world have peace.
国与国之间有平安。
Peace among nations.
人与人之间有爱。
Love among people.
家庭当中有温暖。
And warmth in the families.
没有人被遗弃，没有人被唾弃。
No one is forgotten. No one's
abandoned. 因为你来到世上带来平安跟喜乐。
You bring peace and joy into this world.
我们感谢赞美主你。
Thank you and praise you, Lord.
我们特别为今天在你面前要受洗、要转会的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Especially want to pray for the brother who will be baptized today and people who will be transferred into our church.
主啊，求你祝他们在今天在你面前所做的承诺跟决定。
May you bless the commitment and the decision.
从今天开始，他们要走上这蒙恩的道路。
From today on, they will start their spiritual journey of blessing.
我们知道这条道路不是一味都是平坦的。
We know this journey may not be all smooth.
我们可能会面临很多的挑战，很多的一些不同的事情。
We may face many challenges and difficulties.
但因为你是我们的王，你是我们的主，我们就不怕什么。
But we have no fear because you are our King, you are our Lord.
也让我们借着这三位弟兄姐妹的受洗跟转会，也让鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，我们同心在你面前一同来被建造。
May we all be built up through these brothers and sisters who will be baptized and transferred.
也就是他们的转会跟受洗来祝福我们。
Use them to bless all of us.
并在你的国度当中成为你所重用的人。
And to be a wonderful vessel in your kingdom.
愿你自己向我们讲话。
You speak to us, Lord.
我们特别把我们教会当中身体仍然在欠安的弟兄姊妹仰望在你面前。
We lift up brothers and sisters in our church who are physically sick or weak in your hands.
我们特别真是感谢主你啊，杨妈妈她在上个礼拜天有一个车祸，但我们今天看到她来到我们当中，虽然身体还疼痛，但是她想念大家。
You know that Mrs. Yang had a car accident last Sunday, even though she still has some pain, but it's really good to see her here, to worship with us.
主，我们求你祝福她，医治她到完全。
May you bless her and heal her.
我们知道，若不是主你的带领跟保守，那样的车祸当中是很危险的。
Without your guidance, we know that it's a very dangerous car accident.
我们感谢主，你让我们在你的里面经历那出人意外的平安。
We know that we have that unexpected peace that comes from you.
因为这样的平安也用不同的形式在每个人生命当中、家庭当中来展现。
This peace will manifest in different people's lives and families.
我们再次把我们的姐妹燕燕的身体仰望在你面前。
Lift our sister Yan Yan in your hands.
我们知道在圣诞佳节的时候，她特别喜欢到来到我们当中跟大家一同敬拜。但是因为身体的关系，我们求主你医治她。
We know that she would love to come worship with us now for Christmas, but she could not because of her weakness. May you bless her.
也把可洁的身体仰望在你面前，求主继续来带领她复健的道路。
Also lift up Ke Jie in your hands. May you continue to help him to heal and recover.
特别在今天早上我们看到威利来到我们当中，我们感谢主你在他的身体上面来做你奇妙的带领跟拯救。
Praise God that we'll be able, we saw Brother Willie to worship with us this morning. Thank you.
他是属于你的。
He belongs to you, Lord.
是你所造的。
He is created by you.
主啊，求你医治他到完全。
May you heal him completely.
主，我们特别为最近这两个礼拜当中很多的弟兄姐妹外出求主你带领他们的平安去平安回来。
And pray for many brothers and sisters who are traveling in these couple of weeks. May you watch over them.
不管他们在什么地方都能经历到神你的同在跟带领。
Regardless where they are, they can experience your guidance.
也在这个圣诞佳节当中让每个家庭在聚集的时候都充满神你从上头赐下的平安跟喜乐。
May all the families as we gather can experience your peace and your joy.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
All glory and praise be your name.
而特别把今天早上Pastor Jay 的讲道仰望在你面前。
We lift up Pastor Jay who will be giving us the message this
morning. 我们知道你已经赐给他当说的话来教导我们。
We know you have given him your message.
求你继续祝福他。
You continue to bless him.
高过他的口。
Anoint his mouth.
也祝来到你面前的每位弟兄姐妹在这里一同敬拜的时候就满得是你自己的祝福。
Pray for all the brothers and sisters as we worship here will receive your blessing.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.Up in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and lead us notinto temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.Amen. 兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们接下来啊，今天我们很感谢主内啊，和弟兄和建军弟兄要在神的面前要来受洗，成为神家的人。
Praise God that today we have Brother Hou Jianjun who will be baptized.
我们请侯弟兄来到前面好吗？
We ask him to come forward, please.
你可以自我介绍一下吗？
Let me introduce yourself a little.Welcome.
好，那侯弟兄，你可以转过来吗？好，谢谢你。好，侯弟兄他来到我们当中，他非常热心的追求主。
Brother Ho came to our church and earnestly seek the Lord.
我相信神在他一生当中的带领非常非常的奇妙。
I believe God had a miraculous leading in his life.
而且神会把新的精力放在他的身上，让他来经历到神在他生命当中的引导跟祝福。
God will let him experience a new guidance.
一个人一生当中最大的决定就是决定要相信耶稣基督。
The most important decision in your life is to believe.
这是一生当中最聪明、最棒的决定。
It's indeed the smartest and the best decision.
所以今天他在众人面前要接受这个洗礼。
And today, he will be baptized in front of everyone.
要来告白耶稣基督是他个人的救主。
To profess that Jesus Christ is his personal savior.
我们相信不单单是他，将来他的家庭也同他一样要走上这条蒙恩的道路。
We believe that in the future his family will also accept Jesus.
我们知道洗礼是一种奥秘。
No, baptism is a spiritual mystery.
一种生命最深的交托。
It's the deepest entrust in your life.
一种最真挚的信仰的告白跟委身。
It's a profession and commitment of your sincere faith.
一种属灵的觉醒跟奉献。
A spiritual awakening and offering.
一种与天上地下众圣徒认同的时刻。
It's a moment you can identify with all the saints in heaven and earth.
也是一种在与主同死同复活的见证。
It's also a testimony and willing to die with the Lord and resurrect.
正如在圣经在更多前书十二章的十三节这样告诉我们。
Just like 1 Corinthians 12:13.
所以我们不仅是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
所以在罗马书的第十章的第九节到第十节这样告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
他说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，就必得救，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that the Lord raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is written that your heart that you believe and are justified, it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
这里讲到两件很重要的事情。
I mentioned two things that's very important.
一个是口里承认。
That you confess with your mouth.
口里承认在众人的面前来承认耶稣基督是你个人的救主。
You confess in public that Jesus is your personal savior.
但是心里相信没有人知道。
No one knows what you believe in your heart.
只有谁知道？
Only God knows.
只有神知道而已。
Only God knows.
所以人心里相信就可以称义。
So you can, your heart believe and are justified.
所以这个得救跟称义是不一样的层次。
So the justification and save is a different level.
得救是口里的承认。
If you do it by mouth, you are saved.
但你心里的相信是你跟神的关系，是神知道的，所以神知道你心里确实相信他，所以他称你为义的。
But if you truly believe in your heart, only God knows, and you can be justified by God.
我想在还没有正式的问问题之前，我想让他一个人来念一下他自己的这个受洗的见证文，很快念一下好不好？你转过去念，
请
你转过去大声的念给大家听好吗
？Testimony which is included. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
自从今年七月中旬我第一次来教会参加礼拜，至今为止我有两次因雇主需要我工作没有去教堂敬拜主。
Since July, I came to our church to worship. Until now, there's only two Sundays he could not come to worship because he was working.
每次去不同地方的教堂，我听了有关圣经的不同内容的讲座。
In the past, he visited many different churches and listened to many different sermons.
也参加了几次应许团契的活动。
He participated in a Promise Group Fellowship program.
我的感受是
And he was very moved.
也更加坚信了主的存在。
Number one, he truly believed in the existence of the Lord.
广阔无垠的宇宙和世上的神奇万物是上帝的杰作。
This eternal universe and also all the creature is a creation of the Lord.
是主宰主宰，否则不可想象。
The Lord is the master and we cannot imagine.
二，主的恩赐满满的。
Number two, God's blessing is abundant.
是主拣选了我，是主让我来到美国。
The Lord had chosen me and let me come to America.
我现在拥有的一切都是主的安排。
Everything I have is the Lord's arrangement.
包括我的女儿，我的外孙女将拥有美国身份。
Including my daughter and my granddaughter, they will have a citizenship in America.
每周日我都希望来到神的殿堂。
Every Sunday he looked forward to come worshiping God's temple.
和众兄弟姐妹们一起度过敬拜我主的美好时光。
To spend this beautiful moment with your brother and sister to worship the Lord.
享受基督大家庭的欢乐与爱。
Enjoy the joy and love of a Christ family.
是主用耶稣用宝血洗净了我的罪。
Number four, Lord Jesus uses precious blood cleanse my sin.
使我变成一个新造的人。
So I'm a new creation.
要谦卑、柔和、有爱、善良、喜乐。
I need to be humble, to be kind, and to be loving, and to be good, and to joyful.
每天祷告时向主倾诉的话正在逐步改善着我的言行。
Every day to pray to the Lord and continue to improve my action.
和过去比较我有了很大的不同。
That I truly was transformed.
对不利人利己的话行为有了警觉。
For things that is not beneficial to others, I will be more careful.
总觉得有个灵主宰着我。
That I feel that the Holy Spirit is guiding me.
在慢慢改变着我，有了敬畏心。
Continue to sanctify me, that I have fear of the Lord.
明白了自己有永生的归宿。
I also understand that I have an eternal home.
让圣灵充满我，洁净我。
I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me, to cleanse me.
让我成为神所喜悦的，这是我的祈求，也是我希望的。
I pray that I can be pleasing to the Lord. This is my hope.
六，有能力有机会常向世人赞美主。
Lastly, they have the opportunity and ability to praise the Lord to others.
歌颂主的大能，做美好的见证。
Praise His mighty work and be a beautiful testimony for Him.
因着我的见证，也有人成为基督徒，是我所愿意看到的。
If there are people who accept the Lord through my testimony, this is indeed my hope.
再次，我也要感谢我来美国这几个月的兄弟姐妹对我的关心照顾。
Truly want to thank brother and sister for their caring and their loving the last few months.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，何立兄啊，我要问你几个问题，请你啊用心灵来回答。第一个，你相信上帝啊全能的父是创造天地的主吗
？Do you believe God the Father Almighty is the maker of heaven and earth?
好，可以大声一点吗？
相信。
I believe.
你相信耶稣基督是上帝的独生子，是由圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生吗
？Do you believe Jesus Christ is His only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary?
相信。
你相信圣灵吗
？Do you believe in Holy Spirit?
相信。
你相信你的罪得赦免了吗
？Do you believe your sin has been forgiven?
你相信复活吗
？Do you believe in resurrection?
相信。
你相信永生吗
？Do you believe in eternal life?
相信。
好，我们现在要为侯弟兄来实习 请你跟我到这边来。
那我baptize Brother Ho。
小心哦。好，你转过来，转过来，对，转过来，你先坐下来。好，好，下面要为侯弟兄来受洗，在受洗之前，我们请大家我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray together.
Oh, 爱我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你的差遣，你的拣选，侯弟兄成为神国的一员。
Lord Jesus, because you have chosen that the brother Ho become a member of your kingdom.
我们感谢你借着水跟圣灵的合一来为他施洗的时候，让他的罪得洁净。
We thank you that through the water and the Spirit that you can cleanse his sin.
我们感谢主，你带领以色列百姓出埃及，让他们脱离为奴之地。
We thank you that you brought the Israelites out of the land of slavery.
我们相信在今天这个世代当中，你仍然要带领的儿女要离开这个世界的掌权的王的手，来归向你。
And today you want to lead your children out of the hands of the devil that's controlled this world.
这里以色列百姓他们过了红海，又过了约旦河，到你所应许之地迦南美地。
The Israelites went through the Red Sea and the Jordan River, entered the land of promise.
今天的侯弟兄他要借着水来受洗，你要带他进入到神你的家中。
And today, Brother Ho will be baptized with water to enter your family.
求你在他心中做王做主。
May you be the Lord and the King of his heart.
愿今天他在你面前所做的一切蒙主的喜悦。
Everything he said he's do will be pleasing to you.
请弟兄姐妹同心说。
Let's all say Amen.
我弟兄，再推一点，再往前点。我奉圣父圣子的名给你施洗，使你归于神国的子民。你的罪已经得赦免了。谢谢。快乐是好上来
wash my sins away. 我们要做membership transfer. We'll give the following time to the children's choir.
小孩子的节目永远都看不腻哈。
It's always wonderful to see the children's choir.
很高兴看到大家在这个大家庭来一起来庆祝圣诞节。我们要欢迎一下新来的朋友。
Let's welcome everyone to worship with us. We want to welcome some newcomers among us.
就右手边有没有新来的，或者好久没看到的
？Anyone here for the first time or haven't been here for a while?
我们好像有一位 Iris Joe.
Well, welcome Joe.And Iris and Jason.
Really like to see you guys here. Thank God for this.
非常高兴看到他们来到我们中间。
左手边有没有新来的或是好久不见的朋友们
？Anyone on left hand side will want to welcome you.
很高兴看到 Willie 跟 Jenny.
It's good to see Willie here.
还有这个
Jennifer.
Uncle Philip 的女儿。
Uncle Philip's daughters here with us.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the whole family is here. Welcome, welcome.
欢迎欢迎。我们很高兴看到大家。
Yeah, we welcome Willie.
对对
Thank you.
我们有一些事情报告一下，好吗？
Please take a look at announcements.
你们手中有单张，今天我尽量把几个重要的事情跟大家报告一下。
Just want to highlight a few of announcements.
我们感谢神，刚刚有一位侯建军侯弟兄，刚刚受浸。
Praise the Lord that Brother Ho was baptized.
我们等一下会有接纳新会员，我们有贺教授弟兄，还有这个王慧琴姐妹，两位会成为我们的新会员，加入我们大家庭。
We later will also welcome Brother He and Sister Wang.
我们欢迎他们，也请大家在祷告里面纪念他们。
We continue to remember them in your prayer.
然后我们看看第五点哈，全教会的读书会，我们要读的这本书是《来自天堂法庭的判决》。
Item number 5, All Church Book Club. The book is called Operating in the Courts of Heaven. So we'll all read this book together next year. If you're willing to join us, please sign up downstairs.
Let's look at the 7th point.
Item number 7.
本教会1月明年的1月6号到10号是周一，周一到周五，每天早上6:30早上，我们有一个教会的祷告周。
We're hosting a prayer week from January 6th to 10th, from Monday to Friday, starting at 6:30 in the morning. Please mark your calendar.
我们大家为彼此祷告，希望教会所有弟兄姐妹都来参加。
We welcome all brothers and sisters to come join us in prayer.
我们看第九点哈。全教会圣经工作坊将于2020年第一天第一个和第三个星期五在教会举行。
Item number 9, All Church Bible Workshop was scheduled to meet every first and third Friday of the month at church.
我们从1月17号的晚上8:00开始，是由毛牧师还有 Pastor J 轮流的带领。
The first workshop will begin on January 17th, Friday evening at 8 p.m. and will be led by Reverend Mao and Pastor Jay.
希望各个团契都跟团契里面的这个团员跟他们提醒，请他一起来参加。
We want to remind everyone, including everyone in the fellowship, to come join us.
还有一个第十点是我们明年也是一个新的动作，是2020年开始全教会同心祷告日。
Item number 10, starting in 2020, we'll have All Church Prayer Day.
我们希望在每一个星期四的晚上8:00 to 8:30，在个人的，不管是你在家庭、在工作岗位或在任何一个地方，我们一起举起祷告的手，为教会、为弟兄姐妹、为国家、为社会、为家庭祷告。
So every Thursday evening between 8:00 and 8:30, no matter where you are, we ask you to set aside a short time to pray individually or as a family for our church and our nation.
没有祷告，没有一样动作是可以成就的。
No prayer, we cannot do anything.
希望我们大家真的开始2020年，我们一起同心祷告。
So we hope to start the year 2020 with prayer.
其他的事情，请大家花点时间自己花时间看哈。
The rest of time, please read on your own.
我们下面 用奉献来敬拜我们的上帝。
We continue our worship with offering.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
慈拜我们的天父。
Our merciful Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你给我们生命气息，给我们一个属灵的家。
We thank you for giving us life and giving us a spiritual home.
我们感谢神，你给我们感动，给我们负担，让我们愿意把我们的精神、我们的时间在圣工上面摆上。
We also thank you for giving us a burden to be willing to serve you in our time and our effort.
我们也感谢神，你给我们弟兄姐妹有一个愿意、甘心乐意奉献的心。
And we thank you for giving us a willing heart to offer.
弟兄姐妹都知道，这个教会要继续持续在这边为神做工作。我们有金钱上的需要。
We know that we have monetary needs in order to operate this church.
我们感谢神，你丰富的为我们预备。
We thank you for your abundant preparation.
我们求神你继续的感动我们弟兄姐妹，愿意在这个事工上面、金钱上面的事工也愿意参与。
We ask you to continue to move our brother and sister to participate in the financial support.
我们为弟兄姐妹甘心乐意的奉献，在这里献上感谢。
We give thanks for brother and sister for their willing heart.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们将下面时间交给 Pastor J.
We give the following time to Pastor J for a message. You want me closer?
All right, good morning, everyone.
大家早。
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks to James and...So many of our translators that every year when we get together for joint services, they really help make this a smooth time. So,
谢谢所有帮忙翻译的弟兄姐妹。
He's not the only one. But it is good when our whole church is able to gather together in worship.
很高兴当我们中英文堂一起敬拜。
And so I have the privilege and the honor this morning to share with you today's Christmas message.
所以今天 Pastor J 很荣幸能够分享我们圣诞的信息。
And since it is Christmas time, we are going to talk about the baby Jesus.
所以因为是圣诞节，所以我们要讲我们的这个圣婴。
We titled our time "The Baby That Transforms History."
这是一个改变历史的婴孩。
Because when we think about it, we are celebrating the end of.2019 and looking forward to the year 2020.
我们在庆祝2019年的结束，我们要进入2020年。
And this Gregorian calendar is what has become the standard around the world.
这个西元的这个公历变成了全世界上日期的标准。
And it's based supposedly on the birth date of Jesus.
但是这个日期是根据耶稣基督的诞生。
For many years growing up, it was B.C. and A.D.
所以以前之前诞生以后是 A.D. 之前是 B.C.
Which was before Christ and Anno Domini.
这是拉丁文 Anno Domini 跟 Before Christ.
See, growing up, I always thought it was after death.
他以前以为 A.D. 是 after death.
And so you had to figure out what happened in that 30-year gap.Of Jesus' birth.
所以中间有三十年他诞生跟
How did they mark time then?
那中间要怎么样子来测量？
Well, now we have adopted the nomenclature of BC and BCE. Oh no, BCE and CE.
现在呢，我们现在是讲英文是讲 CE 是诞生以后 ，BC 是诞生之前
Before Common Era and the Common Era.
所以就是公共的时代。
In this attempt to remove religion and Christianity out of our nomenclature.
所以在普通人讲话当中把这个宗教离开了。
And interestingly, in that attempt, rather than highlight a single event, they are now highlighting a whole era because of one baby.
但是这样就不只是讲到诞生的那一个时刻，但是现在是讲到整个年代，是公共的年代。
Because if we were following the Jewish calendar, it would actually be the year 5780.
在犹太人的历法的话，这是5780年。
And so this one baby has transformed the way we think and the way we look at life.
这个婴孩改变了我们怎么样看我们的生命，我们的世界。
And as much as the world would like to remove Jesus from our consciousness, the reality is, he defines so much that goes on in this world.
虽然现在有很多人想要把这个宗教从我们日常生活中拿开，但是我们不能够否认的，耶稣真的是定了我们这个世界的看法跟年代。
So in our time this morning, we're going to start.From John 1, which says that the Word became flesh, Jesus became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们今天要看约翰福音第一章第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Max Lucado wrote a book, a devotional a few years back called God Came Near.
Max Lucado, 这个作家写了一本书，讲到说神来到我们当中。
And he wrote several devotionals, and he's a pastor in the San Antonio area in Texas.
德州 San Antonio 的一个牧师，他写了好几本书。
And I wanted to read from the second chapter, which talks about just a moment, is the title.
所以读中间有一部分讲到说这一个时刻。
And he says this,It all happened in a moment, a most remarkable moment.
他就讲到说，这一切在一瞬间，在一个最很了不起的一个时刻。
As moments go, that one appeared no different than any other. If you could somehow pick it up off the timeline and examine it, it would look exactly like the ones that have passed while you have read these words.
这个时刻看起来跟其他时刻没有什么不一样。在你在时间线上面来看，这个时刻就像过去的时刻跟未来时刻一模一样。
It came and went. It was preceded and succeeded by others just like it. It was one of the countless moments that have marked time since eternity became measurable.
这时刻来了又过去了，就跟以前一样，那是无数的之一的永恒的可测量时间的一个时刻而已。
But in reality, that particular moment was like none other.For through that segment of time, a spectacular thing occurred.
但实际上，这一个特定的时刻是非常与众不同的。因为这一个时刻，一个很壮观的事情发生了。
God became man.
神成了一个人。
And while the creatures of earth walked unaware, divinity had arrived.
虽然地球上的生物不知道，但是圣圣来到了我们当中。
Heaven opened up herself and placed her most precious one in a human womb.
天堂打开了自己，把他最珍贵的一个人放到我们人类的里面。
The omnipotent in one instant made himself breakable.
那万能的神在一瞬间变成了可以一个脆弱的一个婴儿。
He who had been spirit had become pierceable.
那属灵的神变成了一个可以被穿刺的一个肉体。
He who was larger than the universe became an embryo.
他那比宇宙还要大的成为了一个胚胎。
And he who sustains the world with a word chose to be dependent upon the nourishment of a young girl.
他那可以用他的话语围成世界的这个神，选择了来依靠一个年轻的女孩的。
God as a fetus, holiness sleeping in a womb, the creator of life being created.
上帝变成了一个胎儿，圣洁睡在一个人的子宫里，创造者成了被创造。
God transformed himself into a man.
神改变了他自己成为人。
So this baby that transforms history is a baby that has the ability to transform your life and my life as well.
这改变历史的婴孩有能力能够改变你，改变我们。
And that's what we'll look at this morning as we look at some of the familiar faces of the Christmas story.
这就是我们今天早上要来看的，我们看一些圣诞节的一些很大家都很熟悉的故事里面的人。
So let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们先低头祷告。
Father, we welcome your presence this morning.
天父，我们感谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus.
你感谢你给我们珍贵的礼物，耶稣基督。
We thank you for piercing the timeline of history.
我们感谢你打破了这个世界的时间线。
And giving us an opportunity to know you.
让我们有机会能够认识您。
We ask that you would speak to us this morning.
求你今天早上就与我们说话。
As you glorify yourself.
让你的名得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
There's something about a royal birth that still captivates our minds.
即使是现在我们讲到皇家他们的出生的话，我们都觉得很好奇。
Even though the United States is far removed from its ties to the royal England, we still are fascinated when a royal child is born.
虽然美国我们已经没有皇家了，但是我们看到这个英国的皇室的时候，当一个小 baby 出生，我们还是非常的好奇。
And it's not to say that any of our births are any less important.
不是说我们的小孩子出生没有那么重要。
But in our world of social media and 24/7 news cycle, there's something about the birth of a king that still fascinates us.
但是在现今的这个新闻跟社交媒体上面，当一个国王有一个小孩子的时候，我们大家还是非常的好奇。
And that's no different back then.
这个像那个时候2000年前也是这样子。
See, today we have the save the date when we're talking about marriage ceremonies.
现在很多人要结婚的时候，他们都会在几个月前先寄一封信给你，叫你保存日期。
And today's trend with birth announcements is not waiting until the baby is born, but this whole gender reveal party and celebration.
那现在我们要宣告一个婴儿诞生的时候，不是在那一天宣告，而是在好几个月前，他们就有性别的这个发掘性别的这个派对。
But all that is in happy anticipation for the arrival of this newborn baby.
所以大家都很兴奋，很期待这个新的 baby 来到我们当中。
But as we look at our Christmas story, we see the announcement of a baby that is to be born that was unexpected.
当我们看到这个圣诞节故事的时候，这婴儿这个要出生的这个宣布是非常的意外的。
In Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 33, it says, Behold, you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will be no end.
在路加福音第一章31到33节，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。神主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
Keep in mind, this was an announcement that was given to a young woman who was betrothed to be married to a man, and now she's told that she's going to be pregnant.
这个公告是给玛利亚一个小女孩，她已经要跟约瑟已经订婚了。
How would you react to an unexpected pregnancy?
有这样子的消息，这样子或你会反应的消息，你会怎么样反应呢？
As a parent of a daughter, I can only imagine what my reaction would have been.
Pastor Jay 他有一个女儿，他可以想象一个父母会怎么样的反应。
But in that culture, for a young woman who is betrothed to be married to find herself pregnant before the wedding day was scandalous.
可是在那个文化，她还没有结婚的一个年轻女孩被宣告说你会怀孕了，这是一个天大的一个消息。
And so our natural tendency is to want to minimize the impact of such unexpected news.
所以当我们有这些意外的消息的时候，我们很自然的都想要让它有最小的影响。
Joseph, he tried to deal with it quietly by divorcing her without a whole lot of fanfare, as you see in Matthew.
在马太福音，约瑟就想要私下的把这个玛利亚休了。
Mary, she was just trying to figure out,How could this actually happen? Because I've not slept with a man. I'm a virgin.
但是玛利亚她是一个童女，她正在 思考这怎么可能会发生这样的事情。
In today's parlance, we would say they're trying to get ahead of the story.
在今天的用语的话，我们说他们是想要来控制、来解释这个事件。
They would be trying to put their version of the events out in the public so as to control the narrative.
他们来解释他们的这些发生的事情，来对这个公共的形象有一些解释。
See, we have a choice as to how do we deal with these unexpected occurrences.
所以这些意外，我们有一个选择，要怎么样来处理它。
And human nature wants to minimize the impact of it all.
那我们自然的反射动作就是让它有最小的一种影响我们的生活。
But what we see happening is the opportunity to maximize the potential of what the news brings.
但是我们可以看到，从神的角度，这是一个最大的一个改变的潜力。
In Matthew 1, Joseph awakes from this dream which the angel speaks to him.And he decides to do what God had called him to do. And he took Mary as his wife, and he married her anyway.
马太福音第一章，耶稣，这个约瑟从梦里面得到天使的这个消息以后，就决定要跟玛利亚结婚。
See, he was choosing to quietly to divorce her, but he could have had her killed.
他本来想私下休了玛利亚，但是他其实可以，羞辱玛利亚，或玛利亚可能会被石头打死。
That was an acceptable consequence of her betrayal.
在那个时候，这是可以接受的一个刑罚。
But he believed and trusted what God had told him.
但是约瑟选择来相信神跟他讲话。
And chose to make the best of that situation.
他选择在这个意外的消息发生以后，怎么样来处理呢？
Mary humbles herself and says, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
玛利亚谦卑地说，我是主的使女，愿意照你的话成就在我身上。
She would probably bear most of the scorn and shame.
她那个时候，会受到最大的一些羞辱。
Clearly, she would have been showing, and people would have been looking at her.And sneering at her, and saying all sorts of things about her.
她怀孕肚子越来越大，人家就会看着她，也许会说一些不好听的话。
But with the support of her betrothed and the promises of God, she accepted the possibilities of what God had laid out before her.
但是又因为有约瑟的支持，也有天使的话语，她的信任神，所以她继续的说下去。
She made the most.Of the potential of what God had in store for them.
把神要做的，他接受了这个最大的潜力。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight our paths.
箴言三章五到六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
The next characters we want to look at are the shepherds that the angels come to.
第二个我们要看的是天使他们报告的这些牧羊人。
It says the angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were filled with great fear, and the angel said, "Fear not."For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
路加福音第二章九到十二节，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕。我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今日在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He has pleased."
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The arrival of this baby has the possibility of transforming what is important to us.
这个婴孩的降临改变了我们知道什么是重要的。
Keep in mind, these were shepherds, probably young men, watching the flock in the fields that night.
这些牧羊人应该是年轻人啊，在野外看羊。
Not likely the owners of the sheep themselves.
可能不是他们自己拥有这些羊。
But most likely under the employ of someone else.
可能是被人雇来看这些羊的。
And no one would have faulted them for staying with the sheep that night.
如果他们要留下来继续看羊的话，没有人会怪他们。
I mean, you've been given a responsibility to watch over someone else's property.
因为你有责任要照顾别人的羊群。
And to walk away from that says something about your character, maybe even your reputation. That you
你离开的话，可能会影响你以后你的信用。
So personal interest would have said, yes, this is amazing, but...I got these sheep I've got to take care of.
从个人的利益来看，你可能会说，哇，这很奇妙，但是我还是需要做我该做的，这照顾羊群。
Because we know that David, as a young shepherd, had to fend off animals and other thieves from stealing sheep.
我们知道大卫王年轻的时候在看羊的时候，要打退其他的这个野生动物。
This was their role. This was their job.
这是他们的该做的工作。
How many of us could walk away from our jobs because we feel God has called us to do something or to see something?
我们有多少人可以说因为神呼召我们就放下我们的工作？
Now sometimes that might be completely acceptable.
有时候这个是可以接受的。
But to at least consider what is the impact on my life is certainly understandable.
但是我们也知道这是怎么样子影响我们的
生活。So, they had a personal interest that they were trying to wrestle with, whether or not to leave their job.
所以这些牧羊人有他们个人的利益要考虑，他们是不是要离开这些羊群。
But instead, they realized that the providential invitation was too great to ignore.
但是最后他们决定了接受了这个天上的邀请。
In Luke chapter 2, it continues on that let's go to Bethlehem.Let's see that which was made known to us.
在路加福音第二章，他们就决定他们要去看这个天使所说的。
The result of their encounter with this baby lying in a manger not only justified their decision, but likely changed their perspective on who God is and what God had foretold them about the Messiah.
当他们去寻找到这个婴孩的时候，不止让他们的决定是正确的，但是也可能改变了他们的生命，知道神是怎么样子的神。
In verse 20 of chapter 2 of Luke, it says the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen and had been told to them.
在路加福音第二章二十节，牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Sometimes it isn't easy following God's call.
有时候要跟随神的呼召不是简单的事。
Accepting God's invitation to act.
接受神的邀请来为他做事。
Sometimes it comes at a cost.
有时候我们是要付出代价的。
But when we weigh that cost against the blessings that God has offered.
但是我们思考这个代价跟神给我们的祝福。
And as we said before, trusting in the sovereignty of God.
我们要相信神的主权。
Most likely we will be blessed.
那么我们就会受到神的祝福。
And we come away glorifying God and praising God for what he has shown us and what he's called us to do.
我们就可以像这样子归荣耀于神，赞美他。
But it requires a risk and taking a step of faith.
但需要我们走出这个信心的道路。
Adjusting our priorities because of the event that occurred.
因为发生的事情改变了我们看到重要性。
Humility is something that God values. In James it says to humble ourselves before God and he will then exalt you.
神啊，是需要我们谦卑的，在雅各书说务要在主面前自卑。主就必叫你们升高。
And when we do that, he has the opportunity to bless us with an amazing life.
当我们自己谦卑下来的时候，神就用这个机会来祝福我们。
John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
约翰福音十章十节，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
When we adjust our priorities to follow God, we have the opportunity for God to show us this amazing life that he has for us.
当我们改变我们秩序来跟随主的时候，他就会给我们看到他带我们生命丰富的计划。
And it's not necessarily without pitfalls.
当然这不是没有代价的。
And it's not necessarily without hardship.
也不是没有困难。
But it can be full and abundant.
但是是一个丰盛的生命。
Because I'm sure the shepherds came back to some scolding.
因为我想这牧羊人回来可能会被骂。
I'm sure some questioned their decisions to leave the flock.
有人会问他们说你为什么没有继续的看羊。
But I bet you they would say it was worth it.
但是对他们来说这是非常值得的。
It was worth seeing this newborn baby, the Son of God.
值得离开羊群去看这个刚生出来的婴孩。
It was worth responding to the invitation of God through the angels.
值得听天使的邀请
making God a priority.
因为神成为他最重要的
What is God calling you to do?
神有没有呼召你做什么呢
What is God inviting you to follow him?
神邀请你做什么呢
Where are our priorities?
我们的重要性的秩序在哪里
Our story shifts to King Herod and the Magi.
然后第三点，我们来看这个希律王跟东方的博士。
Back in Matthew chapter 2, it says, After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men or magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw a star when it rose, and have come to worship him.
马太福音第二章一到二节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。”
So, Herod was not necessarily born in the Davidic line of kings.
所以希律王不是在犹太人传统的这个国王。
In fact, he was appointed by the Romans to oversee the region of Judea.
他是罗马帝国派来管这个犹大这个地方的人。
And so the arrival of these wise men, these magi from the east, looking for a king, had to be unsettling for him.
所以这东方博士来这边找这个犹大的王，对他来说是一个很大的威胁。
But naturally, they came to Jerusalem, to the palace, looking for a baby king.
但是东方博士就来到这个宫殿里面来寻找一个婴孩。
You would think that a newborn baby, a royal baby, would be found there.
所以你以为这个当成为国王的婴孩应该是生在这样子的宫廷里。
But once again, Herod wasn't a Davidic king, he was an appointed king.
但是希律王不是传统的
犹太王。And so for him, this news was threatening.
对希律王来说这对他是一个威胁。
And for him, that threat need to be eliminated.
对他来说，他要消除这个威胁。
So in Matthew 2, it says that he called these magi to him secretly, ascertained from them what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go search diligently for the child. When you found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”
Sometimes the sarcasm isn't always apparent.
有时候我们在看不出他这个冷嘲热讽的心。
But Herod utilized his resources to try to ascertain information from these scholars.
希律王用他的资源来问这些博士
sending them on a secret mission on his behalf to locate this newly addressed threat, a new identified threat.
所以叫这些博士去找这些新的婴孩，这其实是要消除他的威胁。
Because as we read later on in Scripture, he wasn't wanting to worship this child; he was wanting to eliminate.This child.
因为从后来的经文我们可以看到他不是要去敬拜这个婴孩他是要消除这个威胁
See, how we view these unexpected situations our perspective will dictate our agenda and how we respond
所以当意外发生的时候我们怎么样子看这个意外我们的观点会有直接影响我们怎么做
If we see God as this person who's wanting to eliminate our joy, eliminate our success, then we hold him at arm's distance.
当我们认为神会拿走我们的喜乐跟我们的事业的成功的时候，我们就不会跟随他。
If we see God as a threat to our way of life, we want to eliminate him from our world.
当我们觉得神会搅乱了我们的生活的时候，我们就不想要跟随他。
But if we see God as this merciful, gracious God who loves us, then our agenda will be completely different.
但是我们知道神是满有恩典、满有慈爱的话，我们的观点就会完全的不同。
These magi, these wise men, were not looking at this baby as being a threat. They saw him as a king.
这些东方博士不认为这小婴孩是一个威胁，他们觉得他是一个该受敬拜的王。
One who would be worshipped.
应该是被敬拜的。
So it says that they found him and Mary in the house, and they fell down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasures. They offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
在这里马太福音二章十一节，他们进了房子，看见小孩子和他妈妈玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。
This group traveled a great distance and came prepared.For worship.
这东方的博士从远方来，但是准备了这些礼物来敬拜他。
We identify three gifts.
这里讲到三种礼物。
And so in all nativity scenes, we see three kings.
所以在我们看到这些玛利亚这些形象里面，我们都看到有三个东方博士。
And sometimes we have in our mind the image of three guys on camels crossing a barren desert.
所以我们想象就是有三个博士骑着骆驼在这沙漠里面行走。
But the reality is that that would have been a huge caravan of people.
但事实上可能是就是一大队的这个骆驼。
And we don't know how many magi, how many wise men there were.
那我们也不知道真正有多少个东方博士来到敬拜他。
But the thing I want to highlight is that they came prepared to worship.
但是我们要强调，他们准备好了来这边敬拜。
They knew that this baby was so important because of his heavenly sign, the star, that they wanted to see him for themselves.
因为他们知道这是一个非常重要的一个婴孩，这个星星带领了他们，所以他们要来看、来敬拜这个婴孩。
And they gathered their resources.
他们把他们的这资
源、their gifts,
他们的礼物。
Their people and made the long arduous journey.
还有他们的人，他们一起走这个很远的路来这边敬拜。
Because they didn't see this baby as a threat.
他们不认为这个婴孩是一个威胁。
They knew that this was a special baby.
他们知道这是一个很特别的婴孩。
And that perspective made sure their agenda was one of worship.
所以这样子的观点就改变了他们的宗旨，他们是要来敬拜的。
It's interesting in these situations, our perspective and our expectations will impact how we respond.
所以我们的观点跟我们的期望会改变我们怎么样的我们的行动。
And so when we personally feel like our way of life is threatened, we might want to eliminate God's presence the way Herod did.
当我们觉得我们的生活方式受到威胁的时候，我们可能会要消除这样子的威胁。
But when we come with hopeful expectations of who God is, the idea of worship comes more natural.
但是如果我们有这个盼望，我们来期待这个神的恩典的时候，我们就会来敬拜他。
This passage in Revelation reminds us at the very end that.The declaration of worship is on the lips of God's people.
这启示录第四章提醒我们，敬拜神是在所有的万物都会做的。
It says, "Worthy are you, Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
In our very hearts and our very souls, we recognize a loving God who is to be worshipped.
我们的心我们的魂都可以知道这是一个爱我们的神是值得我们的敬拜的
As we wrap up, yesterday was the winter solstice.
昨天是冬至
It's the shortest day of the year.
是一年中最短的一天
The day of maximum darkness, if you will.
也是黑暗最长的一天
And although we know that most likely Jesus wasn't born on December 25th,
我们现在知道耶稣可能不是在十二月二十五号出生的。
It's interesting to think that we celebrate his advent closest to the shortest day of the year.
但是我们庆祝他的诞生在这个很靠近冬至的时候。
A day where it is the most dark.
这是最黑暗的那一天。
Because Scripture tells us that Jesus is the light of the world.
因为耶稣是世界的光。
And he has come into the world.To bring that light to us all.
他来到这个世界，带来了光给我们。
And from the winter solstice moving forward, the days get longer.
那从冬至开始，我们每天的白天越来越长。
The nights get shorter.
晚上越来越短。
And light starts to build.
那光就越来越多了。
Jesus came into the world to be the light of the world, and his presence continues to shine.
耶稣来到世界上成为世界的光那他继续的在这里照耀我们
So two things I want us to consider as we close
所以我们要结束之前让你思考两件事情
First is this How has this baby transformed your history?
第一个就是这个婴孩如何改变了你自己的历史
I mean this baby Jesus Christ was the Messiah the Son of God
这婴孩是救世主是神的儿子
He would one day grow up and die on a Roman cross in a manner worthy of a criminal, yet he never sinned.
他虽然没有犯过任何的罪恶，但是他会成长，被钉在十字架上。
His sacrificial death paid the penalty for sins, and his resurrection provides the hope that death has ultimately been defeated.
他的牺牲，他的死，付了这个罪恶的代价，他的重生也给我们盼望。
A relationship with this baby, this Jesus, will most certainly transform our plans.
这个跟耶稣基督的关系会改变了我们所有的计划。
And he extends an invitation to know him better.
他邀请你来认识他。
To enter into a relationship with him.
让他建立亲密的关系。
Allow him to guide and direct your life.
让他来带领你的生活。
That may sound threatening to your regular routine and your way of life.
这听起来可能对你现在以前的生活是一种威胁。
But he doesn't force himself upon us, compelling us to love him.
但是他并没有强迫我们要爱他。
I mean, it truly is an invitation.
啊，真的是一个邀请。
If you see the love behind the ask, then and the sacrifice and the gift that he offers, be drawn to him and receive and respond to that invitation.
当你看到这个邀请、这个牺牲、这个礼物后面的爱的时候，你就会被吸引到他那里去敬拜他。
Because the second thing I want us to consider is this: this universal gift that is offered must be individually unwrapped.
第二个，这个神给我们的这个公共普及的礼物是必须要每一个人自己打开的。
No one can unwrap that gift for you.
没有人可以为你打开这个礼物。
No one can receive that gift on your behalf.
没有人可以为你接受这个礼物。
Everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus Christ as their personal Savior has taken that gift and received it to themselves.
只有当你接受耶稣基督为你个人救主的时候，你才自己接受了这个礼物。
God instills within us the faith to believe Him.
神给我们信心来相信他。
And the desire to enter into that relationship with him.
让我们有这个需要来跟他亲近。
As much as I would want that for you.
虽然我很希望你能够这样做到。
As much as I would want to unwrap that precious gift and say, take it.
虽然我想要把这个礼物打开来送给你。
Only you can do that.
但是只有你可以打开这个礼物。
Just as I've been able to do that.
就像我们自己。
Just as many of us.Have been able to do that.
我们很多弟兄姐妹，我们已经自己打开了礼物。
We each individually must unwrap this gift that is set before us.
我们每一个人必须要自己打开这个礼物。
Left unwrapped, it stays there under the tree.
如果你没有打开，它就留在那里，在这个圣诞树下。
No owner, no recipient.
没有人能够拥有它，没有人接受它。
What are you going to do with the invitation that God has given?
神已经给你的这个邀请，你要怎么做呢？
The end of that chapter, Lucado writes this.
这个作者 Lucado 他写的那章那本书的最后一
节。Talk about the transformation from God becoming flesh.
讲到神怎么样子从灵变成肉体。
And he says that there will be another transformation.
他讲到另外还是有一个很特别
的时刻。Another instantaneous transformation.
世界将看到另一种瞬间的变化。
He said, you see, in becoming man, God made it possible for man to see God.
神变成人以后，让人有可能能够看到神。
And when Jesus went home, he left the back door open. As a result, we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
但是耶稣回到天堂以后，他把后门打开了。所以我们就会有机会，也能够瞬间再一次的改变。
In many ways, the first moment of transformation went unnoticed by the world.
耶稣基督这个第一次的转型的改变被世界所忽略了。
But he says the second one will not.
但是你可以相信第二次不会这样子。
He says the next time you use the phrase "just a moment," remember that's all it will take to change this world.
下次你想到这个一瞬间、一个片刻的时候，请记得这就是。所有改变的时间所需要的时间。
What he's referencing is for those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, one day we will be changed.
讲到我们跟随耶稣基督的人，有一天我们会
改变。In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
就在一刹那、一个片刻的时候。
We will be in God's presence.
我们会来到神的面前。
For those of us that have unwrapped this gift of eternal life and responded to the invitation that God has made.We will be changed.
如果我们接受了神的邀请，我们打开了神给我们的礼物的话，我们会来到神的面前。
This baby who transforms history continues to transform our lives today.
这改变历史的婴孩，不断的、继续的来改变我们每个人的生命。
And will ultimately transform our lives for eternity.
那我们会为了这永远、永恒来改变。
But the choice lies in our individual hands.
但是这是你手上的一个选择。
What will you do with the gift laid before you?
这个神的礼物在你面前，你会怎么做呢？
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Thank you again, Father, for our time in your word.
天父，我们再次感谢您的话语。
Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the eternal life that he brings.
感谢您的儿子耶稣基督，还有他带给我们的永生。
Thank you for the faith that you've instilled within many of us to receive that gift.And enter into a relationship with you.
感谢你给我们信心来接受这个礼物，来跟你有亲密的关系。
I ask and pray that the gift will not go unwrapped this week.
我们希望这个礼物在这个礼拜不会被留在那里，没有人接受。
That you will continue to draw all men to yourself.
你会继续让所有的人来到你的面前。
That the world will be transformed by your presence.
让这个世界因为你的同在而改变。
As it has been from the beginning of time.
就像你来到这世界上一样。
We celebrate and we worship you this day.
我们来庆祝，来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
三位弟兄姐妹来转会跟接受这个教会的给他们的这个受洗证或者是转会证书。
Thank you. And then now we want to welcome new members to our church, and we'll give them our church certificate.
我们请王慧琴姐妹、贺教授还有那个侯弟兄到前面来。
We ask Sister Wang, Mr. He, and Mr. Ho to come before.
这三位当中，中间这位是贺显贵教授。
In the middle is Professor He.
他在今年的七月十八号已经在家里受洗了。
He was baptized July 18th at home.
我有一群人执事还有 Pastor J 跟我师母们到他们家去为他们做这样的一个受洗的仪式。
Reverend Mao, Mrs. Mao, Pastor Jay, and some deacons went to his home and baptized him.
所以今天他只是来啊，就是来领这个啊受洗证而已。
So today he's here to receive a certificate.
我们感谢主，他们三个要加入南湾华人基督教会的大家庭。
We praise the Lord that the three would join the family of CCCSB.
所以在今天这个神赐的一刻，有几件事情值得我们一起来分享跟勉励。
So in this moment, just want to share a few words to encourage them.
借着受洗加入会员，我们可以与众圣徒认同。
Through baptism, you join the church. You can identify with all saints.
借着受洗与加入会员，我们可以与基督、与过去、现在、未来的基督徒同走一条道路。
Through baptism and transfer membership, you can walk the same spiritual journey as all the Christians.
借着受洗加入会员，我们不是孤单无助的，在天路的历程当中。我们有属灵的同伴一起同行。
Through baptism and transfer membership, you have spiritual partners to walk this spiritual journey.
借着受洗和加入会员，我们见证、确认与建立在基督里的互属的关系。
Through the baptism and the transfer membership, you testify for the intimate relationship with brothers and sisters.
借着受洗加入会员，我们可以弟兄姐妹一起建立一个信望爱的团契。
Through baptism and also the transfer membership, we can build a life of faith, love, and hope.
借着受洗和加入会员，我们的信仰之旅是充满欢笑跟歌声的。
Through baptism and transfer membership, that our life will be filled with joy and laughter.
圣经说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人。
The Bible said you are no longer aliens and strangers, you are a member of God's family.
所以借着受洗加入会员，我们可以同心营造一个蒙主悦纳的信仰共同体。
So we can all together build a unity for Christ.
我们可以与过去的圣徒、现在的弟兄姐妹以及未来的还没有出生的人连结成一个有盼望的信仰团契。
We can actually be connected with all the saints in the past and also in the future to become a unity of faith.
我们欢迎这三位弟兄姐妹加入我们南环基督长老教、基督教会的大家庭。
We welcome the three brothers and sisters to join the CCCSB spiritual family.
好不好？让我们同心来祷告。
Let's all pray together.
慈悲的天父上帝，我们为站在你面前这三位弟兄姐妹来感谢你。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for these three brothers and sisters.
借着道和洗礼的水，你让他们成为你的儿女。
Through your word and the water of baptism, you let them become your children.
你呼召他们归入你的名下，借着圣灵光照他们。
You call them into your name, and through Holy Spirit, you have shined a light upon them.
又借着教会来牧养他们。
And through a church to nurture them.
今天他们在会众面前确认洗礼的恩赐和应许。
Today, in front of all the congregation, they want to confirm the baptism.
求天父上帝坚固他们的信心。
May you strengthen their faith.
并赐下合一的心给所有借洗礼得以重生的基督徒。
And give the heart of unity to all those who are baptized.
我们奉救主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Savior Jesus.
请会众同声说。
Let's all say Amen.
好，在这里，我要提醒你们三位一件事情，也就是说，所有愿意加入南湾华人基督教会的成为会员的信徒，都应接纳以下的信徒的公约。
We also want to remind these three brothers and sisters that as you become a member of this church, you will accept the following commitment.
好不好？请你们三位一同看这一章，我给你们的单章，然后一起念一下这个圣徒公约。
We ask to read the pamphlet I gave you.
请。靠着一起念。 请会众同声说
Let's all say Amen.
你们刚练了、本教会的信徒公约，你们愿意照着所练的去服侍主、服侍教会、服侍人吗？
Are you willing to serve God, the church, and also people according to the commitment?
请回答我愿意。
Yes.
你们要加入南安华人基督教会，成为会员，你们行事为人是否愿意遵照新旧约圣经教会的信仰信条、教会章程、教会信徒公约的教导来遵行？
Are you willing to follow the biblical teaching and also follow the bylaw of the church and in your speech and your action to do according to God's teaching?
好，这时候我们请、方便的弟兄姐妹站起来，我们会众来来。
If you're able, we ask you to stand.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们愿意扶持接纳、王慧琴、贺显贵教授还有侯建军弟兄、并常常为成为教会的会员，并常常为他们的属灵生命代祷吗？
Are we willing to accept and support these brothers and sisters and continue to pray for them?
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray.
全能的天父，我们感谢你借着水和圣灵赐新生命给你的儿女们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you through the water and the Spirit that you have bring these people into your family, your children.
并洗净我们的罪，领我们进入永生。
You cleanse our sins to enter eternity.
圣父啊，求你保守。王慧琴、贺教授还有侯弟兄、赐他们敬畏、智慧和聪明的灵。
May you watch over these three brothers and sisters and give them a spirit of wisdom.
谋略和能力的灵。
And the spirit of power.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
The spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord.
求你帮助他们以敬畏耶和华为乐，从今时直到永远。
Please help them to have the fear of the Lord and continue to live according to your teach from now until forever.
请教会同声说，请教会众同声说。
Let's all say together, Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在我们给他们三位一个热烈的掌声，来欢迎他们成为教会会员。然后我们请我们教会的现任的执事以及新任的执事。还有我们的教牧、一起 来欢迎他们。
We ask our pastoral staff and all the deacons, current deacons and future deacons to come welcome them.
这是教会给你们准备的、这个圣经跟受洗证。
It's a certificate and also a Bible for them.
好，请回，谢谢，谢谢。我们特别感谢主是、贺显贵教授，他从受洗以后、在这几个月当中，我们几乎每个礼拜天都看他来参加礼拜，而且、脸上笑眯眯的。
Really happy to see Professor He been joining us to worship every single week and always seem very joyful.
我们真的非常喜乐的看到弟兄姐妹在主里面的成长。
We're truly very happy to see brothers and sisters to grow spiritually in the Lord.
愿我们继续为他们三位来代祷。
Let's continue to pray for these three people.
好，我们一起来站起来，我们来唱三一颂。
Let's all stand. We'll sing doxology.
赞美天使万族之歌，地上圣灵当赞主恩，天上万子颂赞主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵。
你们可以平安从这里出去。愿耶和华赐福你，赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使 使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。Go in peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.